What's up, everybody? Welcome to your, I was going to say your favorite podcast, but I'm not going to put that on you.
Oh, it's working.
Yeah, we should be good. What's up? Welcome to the show. Kramer and Jess Uncensored. This is our uncensored podcast. So if you think you're here for the radio show, you are not. I used to always say, like, if you think you're here for the kid jokes, more kid jokes. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Ooh. We don't miss that bit too much. Quick disclaimer in case you're new.
Hi, this is Kramer's mom and grandma of triplets. Just want to warn you that some of the content on this show is not necessarily parentally or grandparently approved. Just be careful. It is the friends version. That can be a little risque at times. So if you have young ears, just be forewarned. You may want to tune them out. Thank you.
All right. We're also on YouTube, by the way, if you ever want to hop on. We're actually super early today, but usually around 10 a.m. Eastern, sometimes earlier, sometimes later. But that's also 7 a.m. West Coast. But if you ever want to hop on and say hi, be a part of the show, we'd love to have you on there. Kramer and Jess on YouTube, which, by the way, I almost have 10,000 people on YouTube. Do you know that now?
Oh, that's cool.
I had no idea until I started looking the other day. I have no idea. So thanks for being a part of the show over on YouTube as well. Let's figure out, was Charlotte's crash out worthy or was it not? Now, if you weren't here last week, did I say that on the air or off the air that you were going to crash
remember.
Out? I can't remember. But I told Charlotte at one point, I'm like, dude, you're going to crash out. She's in her hot girl summer phase right now. And there's a juggling a lot of suitors.
Yeah.
And I told Charlotte, I'm like, I don't know that you're cut out to juggle a lot of suitors. Because honestly, I was kind of the same way. I went through a phase, a very heavy dating phase. And I also, you know, as much as I'm like, hey, I'm casually dating, it's just whatever, whatever, I don't really care. I would find myself caring a lot.
Yeah.
And Charlotte and I are very similar in
very
human beings.
Very similar in that way.
So I warned her. I'm like, dude, be careful. I think you're going to crash out. Charlotte comes in on Monday. What does Charlotte say?
I crashed out. I crashed out worse than I have in years.
Did you think that you weren't, Charlotte? Like, did you think that you were not going to have any sort of like feelings or attachments?
Not at all. I thought that the guy I was hanging out with, it was like, I thought that things with Mr. Dick Pic were strictly.
Which one was Dick? Oh, he was the third guy.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought they were like strictly lust driven.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
Then
you're like, but wait, there was more behind the dick.
But the dick had an owner attached to it.
Had a heart. Okay. So let's play a game called, was this a crash out worthy crash out or what would,
you're going to laugh so hard at me, dude.
Okay.
It's really bad.
Or did Charlotte overreact in this situation? Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
So I was excited for Hot Girl Summer.
Yeah.
I hang out with this guy and, you know, we've been texting. It's been really fun, but like,
this is Facebook
Marketplace.
Yeah.
Facebook Marketplace.
Nickname is Facebook Marketplace.
Even though it's Facebook dating, let's just say you met him on Facebook Marketplace. Cause why not?
That's even funny.
I know.
That's a better story.
I know.
Actually, one of my friends met a guy off of Facebook Marketplace. That's a true story.
I do remember.
Wait, by
you
selling something?
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. That
hey,
so
there
it's,
you go.
It's a real thing. It can happen. So
yeah.
You never know. We find love.
I did not. That would be funny though.
No.
I mean, I didn't meet him on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So I think I'm gonna be super fine.
Soups, totes cash.
Totes cash. But then I get there and it's like, we have like a really nice
time. Where is
time.
Did you guys go to the creek? Because this
we
is
did not
the,
go to
okay.
the creek.
Yeah.
We went to
okay.
the movies, but okay. we were like hung out for a good bit
all
first.
Right.
Like it was really sweet. He like ordered pizza to be there like when I got there because he was like, I assumed you'd be hungry from
at
like
the
driving.
Movies?
No, like I like came to like throw some stuff at his house.
I was like, oh, he's rich. He can afford a movie theater food. He must be a rich guy.
But yeah, we went to this really cute like local movie theater mm-hmm. and then we got drinks and then we like sat on this bench and like watched the sunset
the
and we
sunset.
Told each other and it was like overlooking like a beautiful like yeah. water and mountains and like
this is nice.
Yeah.
This is giving way more than
bad.
Hot Girl Summer.
No, exactly.
You
so,
got it. You got it bad.
And then like he starts like getting really vulnerable about like his father's passing and like we get like really deep with
oh,
it. Like
Charlotte.
I get into all my college
this
stuff.
Is not Hot Girl Summer.
I thought it was gonna
summer.
Be Hot Girl girl summer vibes. I mean, summer. It still was hot girl summer vibes. No, don't get
Charlotte,
me wrong.
Hot girl summer vibes is where you go over there at like 10 p.m. late or late. That's like my late now is 10 p.m. You go over there at like 1 a.m. You basically Mr. Poop him. You basically become Mr. Poop. But like Mr. Poop is having a hot girl summer with you.
I guess I can't do that because I realize like I only am interested in having sex with people if I have a crush on them.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Like, if I don't, I'm not like men in that way where I'm just like, yeah, give me that. Like, you know what I mean?
Give me that
like,
penis, yeah.
I just, no. So I guess it does make sense that I'm gonna care to some degree. Even
but this
if
is your
I'm
learning.
Like,
you're learning,
yeah,
though. Yeah. This is new. Right.
Even though my goal very much was, like, you know, got out of this 3-year relationship. Like, I need to have some
first
girl time.
First guy in.
I'm already, yeah. So,
give her more credit. This is one of 3 suitors.
Yeah, I did hang out with a different suitor that weekend still.
Mm. Okay. All right.
Keeping the options open.
Yeah. So anyways, we end up hooking up and it's like really good.
Okay.
Oh, all right. No.
Which all right. also does not help. Okay?
After talking about everyone's trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
Perfect. Ingredients combined here.
Yeah.
So he had to go somewhere the next day, but like I end up staying over and like I love to cuddle.
You were cuddly.
It was so cuddly. It was so cuddly. And then like, oh my God. So I get home and like, oh my, okay. Sorry. I need to like, I'm getting flustered.
Charlotte.
Okay. So I get home, right?
Yeah.
And we like texted. We were like, it was like a nice time.
You said, I love you, everything.
No. No. So I was like, you know, this was really great. Like, you're even hotter in person, blah, blah, blah. We're being very like affirmative. And then
we're acting like a couple.
Yeah,
he goes off and does his thing. I know he has a concert that night in a different city. So I'm not expecting to hear from him that night.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then it's the next day.
Okay. So wait, you hung out with him on Friday.
Yes. Left Saturday morning.
Left Saturday morning. You did not hear from him at all on Saturday.
Yes.
Okay. That's weird.
And he did leave me, like, we were texting for a bit that morning, but then he left me on read that whole night.
Oh, when he was at the concert.
The
but he had a thing. He had
so
a thing.
I was like, that's
and
fine.
You
so,
knew what he was doing, and like, yeah. That's fine.
So I was
fine.
I was like, you're with your friends, like, you're doing
totally,
your thing.
Totally, 100%.
But I do want to say he had been a very, like, good and consistent texter up until okay. this, including when he was at a concert.
Okay.
Before.
Okay. So the behavior was different. That,
and
that should
sent
be noted.
Me concert videos and photos the last time he okay. was at a show.
So you were expecting that same behavior.
Yeah. I was maybe not expecting it, but it was a little weird to not even hear like good show.
What do you, mean? Yeah. What do you mean? Like, we were just intimate and now you're
exactly.
not going to send me a concert
exactly.
video?
Okay.
No.
Right.
No.
It was the fact that it was right after we were intimate that I was like, I'm not liking this.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I had been very open about, like, you know, as a fat woman, I feel like we are often hidden or discarded. And we had a whole beautiful conversation about that where he was like, I would never want to make someone feel that way. Mm-hmm. Like, and we had talked about how important communication was to both of us.
Yeah.
And stuff. So I'm like, not loving this, but you get like 24 more hours.
Sure. That's still a long time. If you're if you're consistently, I mean, I can see why you're starting to get a little uneasy so far.
And I will say there was one day where he didn't text me like for like 12 hours and he was like, it was really busy. So I did have that in mind. I was like, you get like a certain window.
I would like to do a quick counterpoint though too, really quick. Keep in mind, Charlotte's also on a date with someone else at this point. So like, we have to keep that in mind. So
it's not a date though. It was a group hangout
with like the friends.
Yes.
Okay. So that like low key is different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were doing like planning stuff.
It's hot girl summer though. So again, there's no.
We were swimming, but we were planning in the pool.
But
so.
there's no. I mean, this guy. He's not her boyfriend.
No,
right.
No,
it's
but
hot
I do. No, but I do think it's like after. Again, yeah, it's hot girl summer, but that went out the window when you guys had pizza, looking at the sunset, talking about trauma.
Yeah.
So after the trauma dump, no. So after the trauma dump, and then the intimacy, like, I would expect like a little bit of chitter chatter,
yes,
like me
exactly.
leaving, and then also. All he needed to do was like, hey, like, I'm going to the concert tonight. Like, I'll connect with you tomorrow or hit you up tomorrow.
Literally.
That's all he needed to say.
Exactly.
I will hit you up tomorrow.
Exactly.
6 words. All right. And it would have been way different.
And I will say to your counterpoint. So remember last episode, I was like, I think that number two has the power to hurt me, and like he's the one I'm like really gunning for.
Right.
So I will say after that night, I was like, oh shit, ranking kind of changed.
Facebook Marketplace is really.
So I feel like I was like then gonna be like more intentional, but when I wasn't feeling those vibes matched, I was like, well, damn, fuck yeah, I'm gonna go swimming with hot guy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, keep your options
open.
Yeah,
why would
enough.
I feel sad if summer. Man's not even responding to me? I'm sure. gonna go to the fucking pool.
Yeah. yeah.
So,
Charlotte. Out of breath over here. He's so into the story.
Okay.
All right.
So it's crazy girl summer, actually.
Yeah,
is what
I see
it is.
That. I'm a little concerned.
It's like morning, 9 a.m. ish. And I was like, how was show?
It's 12:01 a.m. Where is
he? Because
he
hadn't answered me from the day before. But I was like, you know what? It felt like a natural point for the sure. combo to maybe pause. So I was like, you know what? You get the pass.
Pick it back
I'll
up.
Ask you how the show was. I do want to hear about it. So.
And I think that's okay for you to pick it back up too.
Yeah, like, and I hate double texting, but it didn't even feel cringe,
sure,
honestly. I was
not?
Like, this is fine. So hours pass.
How many hours?
So 9 a.m.
One.
I don't
two,
think I texted him till 9 p.m. Let me make
wait,
sure this is correct.
12 hours goes by.
And so at that point,
no,
and it had been more
bro,
than that because he
this.
Left me on
I,
red.
I
so
would
remember,
be this, at this motherfucker's house.
Dude, it's caught feelings.
I would, bro. I would be No.
So remember, no, too. No. So he had no. left me on red since 10:32 Saturday
no.
morning.
Wait, does
so,
he has his red receipts on?
Sorry, not red,
but like
he had
no,
left
no,
me on delivered.
No,
so that's
would,
actually
no.
not 12 hours, Kramer. That's like 36
I
hours.
I would crash the motherfuck out.
From,
let's go!
From yeah. the morning, so like the last time you guys interacted was literally the morning after you hooked up.
Yes.
And then nothing the rest of the day,
nothing.
That night, and then basically nothing till the following night.
And he was active on Facebook dating. And he was active on Instagram, but didn't watch any of my stories, which he had every single day prior to that.
Bro, what did I tell you about this fool? He's like 31 years old, sent you a dick pic in the first couple of days. What did I fucking
say? That's what
say?
My friend sent. Okay, yeah. So Sunday, 8:51 p.m., I say, quote, okay, well, this was incredibly humbling, LMAO. But for real.
Not the O's. Charlotte, not that many O's, bro. Not that there was too many O's. That was
okay, it was only three O's. It was only three O's. It was only three O's.
You texted him that?
No, yes.
Good for you.
Wait,
fuck
there's
this
more.
Guy. No, fuck
there's
this guy.
More.
Honestly, fuck this guy.
There's more.
No, you're crashing out, but like.
So after the LMAO, I said, but for real, I thought you were much cooler than fuck than ghost vibes, especially after our combos about how fat women sometimes feel hidden and discarded.
Wow.
Oh,
okay.
There's more.
Oh, wow.
I normally
okay.
wouldn't even say anything, but you genuinely seemed like you cared about being a good person. So maybe just something to think about. I know you don't owe me anything, but I wish you would have been more honest and said that you just wanted a one night stand because that would have been fine. But now it just feels like some of the things you said feel not very honest, and that feels kind of gross and bad, to be honest. I do think you're a good person deep down, so I truly wish you luck, though.
Bro, wait, what? He's done the wait. Was that in one full thing, or he's like
wait,
separate
can I,
bubbles?
Can you show us like the, how that crazy that looks? Look how crazy that looks. Look how crazy that looks. Wow, 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 wow.
I think it's so good.
But then
I think it's so.
He
good.
Responded with so three good. Responses equally long
oh.
at. 9 o'clock p.m.
What the fuck does 9:05
p.m.
marketplace have to say?
And then 9:13 p.m.
Hang on. We gotta get the timeline on this. So it's been 36 hours.
Yes.
You send that crazy fucking text. Okay.
I think it was pretty valid.
No, I don't. I think it's
I think
fine.
It was valid.
I don't know why the camera's this close, but it really works out well.
I think it's fine.
No, it's not. Fine.
I think it's awesome, to be honest.
I mean,
I think it's pretty fucking
awesome.
No, because
the thing is, if I'm never going to talk to some fool again, I'm going to leave things better for the next girl. I'm going to be like, hey, you don't get to feel fine about this. You at least need to sit here and like think about your actions because that's whack and gross.
She's allowed. You know why she's allowed to do that is because of the conversations that they had.
Exactly.
Like hot girl summer went out the window. It went to caught feelings summer. And like he also participated in that switch up. Like both of you guys participated in that switch up. So like it'd be one thing if he was like, hey, I'm just trying to fuck. Like, whoa, relax. But no.
Exactly. So then. He comes back with all this stuff where he's like, no, I do genuinely want like a meaningful relationship. And like, I was going to text you tonight. But it's also like,
what was his reasoning? I don't get it, though.
He was like, I was having fun with the boys.
I mean, OK, yeah, but that's night one.
No, literally.
That's night one. What about the next day?
And then, so he kind of was like defensive initially. But then we were being very mature after that and actually kind of like worked it out. And
oh wait, so is he back in rotation?
So we're cool now.
Charlotte, get the fuck out of here.
Charlotte, you can't. Tomato.
Everyone type boo in the chat.
Because here's the thing. I do think I jumped the gun and I should have maybe given
him
a bit. Okay, so you don't think so?
No.
Okay, you guys, yeah, read me for Phil.
Okay, your reaction, you had a way bigger. Here's the thing with dating. Dating is a lot of no's, right? Like, you have to filter people out really fast. This guy clearly is a no. Your reaction didn't need to be that big. Clearly, this guy sucks. You just need to be like, okay, this guy sucks, and move on. For your own sanity, I don't think that you needed to, like, have that big of a reaction.
But why? Because I was crashing out till I sent it, and then I was like, now I'm good.
But you're not, because now you're back with this guy. So it's like,
well, I didn't expect him to handle it well.
I just think to me, it's like, clearly this is, I mean, here's the thing. People rarely do things once. So this will be, just know you're walking back into the lion's den.
Right. That's fair.
It's on his permanent record now.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Most likely have to deal with this again. Mm-hmm. So it's like, is that a liability you're willing to deal with? And I mean, if the answer is yes, then like, okay, but I mean, red flags are red flags for a reason. I mean, Jess, your thoughts?
See, my feelings on the crash out are different because I feel like that's fucking valid. Like, my thing is, because of the interaction that you guys had,
right,
and what he shared with you and what you shared with him and all that kind of shit, it'd be especially because you guys had sex after that, mm-hmm. and sharing that information, I feel like you had every right to say all that shit. But the fact that you are still going to interact with him, I think that's whack. Like, what did I say earlier? I said, believe people for who they show you they are, not who you think they're going to be. Because his actions were to ignore you after you guys saw each other naked. Like, that's so fucking intimate because of the conversation that you guys had. Like, hot girl summer does not count. Yeah. Like, that was fucking crazy. And also, like, there was no reason why that he could have just been like, talk to you tomorrow or the next morning, like, hey, I have a lot of shit going on, but like, tomorrow I'll hit you up. Like, it takes 2 fucking seconds to do that,
right?
Especially after we just had sex for the first fucking time. Like, you're stupid. So the only reason why he said all that shit to you is because you called him out. I wonder if that would have been his reaction if you didn't call him out on his shit. And I don't know, dude, obviously you're gonna do whatever you want, and like, this is all a learning process, but I would not hang out with this fucking fool again. It is crazy that he sent you a dick pic in the first week and then can't even fucking text you back.
Right. Especially
you're weird.
If you know he's on other platforms.
Yes, that was on purpose. That was like he was literally ignoring you, bro.
It's like, again, like, do I think it's like an absolute you have to walk away from it? No. Is it a big enough red flag to know it's probably going to be a reoccurring issue? Yeah. Like, I think that it's because, like, does anybody else ignore someone that they're into for 36 hours?
If you're down to fuck around and find out, that's
sure,
the thing
yeah,
to you, though,
thing.
That you have to
it's
decide.
It's
though,
a liability Char, now. It's a liability.
Like, this is all a learning lesson for you to see, like, what exactly you can handle and what you can't. If you're down for it just to be, like, whatever the fuck, okay, fine.
Right.
But clearly, I think you're fucking crazy if you're going to sit down, eat pizza, and watch a sunset and have this girl pour her fucking trauma out to you, have sex with her, and then think that she's going to be totally fine that you didn't fucking respond to her for a day and a half.
For 36 hours.
Are you a psychopath?
Yeah.
And you're 31 years old. Also, that's the thing, dude.
Yeah.
Like, my biggest thing is his age in my brain. Mm-hmm. And like, the fact that he's acting like that is so fucking crazy to me.
So when are you guys going out again?
I have not made plans. I would say I'm very wary about things now. Like, I would say, like, I definitely, like, my ranking is like, I don't even know what the ranking is
he's
anymore.
In second now instead of first.
No, he's like it's definitely not something that I'm gonna ignore, though. Like, I know, like, I am trying to.
Jess, will you put your hands on your face so we'll zoom in on you?
No, I don't. I'm like, don't fuck this dude.
No, just, I mean, here's, let's do this. What we should do is this. let's, because Charlotte's going to keep talking to him.
And, no, of course.
And,
like,
and it's fine.
But yeah. We'll, also, please believe Charlotte. You know, when we share these opinions with you, please
no,
know.
I need it.
It's a judgment-free zone.
No, I know.
Like, if you were going to marry this guy tomorrow, I'd be like, okay, like, what do you want for your gift?
Right.
Like, tell me the registry. Like, I would literally still get you a wedding gift, but I literally would be like, hey, fucking Facebook Marketplace. Like, congratulations.
Right. I mean, 100%.
I would still support you.
It's not just you guys. My friend did say, quote, she wants to castrate him.
I mean,
so,
I don't dislike the guy that much. I just think, here's the thing. I think what we should do.
I do. I genuinely
castrate
hate him.
The man. Well, I don't think it's just like,
okay,
hey,
she was joking.
No, yeah, of course this is a joke, but like, I've literally been so like against him since the first time I found out about him.
I just think that obviously
I can just feel it in my bones.
This guy has an issue with, if he's going to communicate really well and then disappear, that's for sure not going to work.
Those
for
are the
you.
Scariest yeah. fucking
that's
ones, dude.
Not
going
to work.
Yeah. Those are the scariest fucking ones.
So I wouldn't.
Well,
I
think it's good
him.
That he knows what my expectations
what
are.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you can step it up and meet me there, cool. If not, then I will drop you again just as fast as I did the other day.
I think what we need to do, though, is this. Is obviously, I mean, Charlotte's not going to stop talking to him, which, I mean, again, sometimes I also say this. You have to keep going back enough to get the ick until you're finally done. So, like, if you have to keep doing that, that's fine. Will this happen again, though? Let's make predictions. Will he do this again? Or maybe it was a one-time thing. Maybe it was like, oh, okay, like, will he get better? Jess, will he?
No.
No. And why?
Because... because
will this pattern happen again?
Yeah, because like, if he was, again, I like the whole behavior of it all is just so stupid to me. But if he was like 26, 27, maybe 28, okay, but like at that point there's such a switch, and there needs to be a switch on like how you communicate once you turn 30. Like, it happens. Like, I noticed it within myself and my own friends.
Yeah.
Like, it just, it gets fucking weird. So like, when you're sharing this story, more than anything, I'm like, you're fucking weird. Like, you're telling me you don't know how to talk to somebody, but you're posting on Instagram. Like, what are you, a fucking influencer? Yeah. Like,
wait,
take a moment to tell her.
How do you know he's active on Instagram?
If you like look at, I was being crazy. If you like look in your messages with people you've like messaged with, it'll be like active like 14 minutes ago.
No, didn't you say active on Facebook dating?
Yeah.
That, well, I don't know. I don't know Facebook dating that well, so I don't know if that was like legit. I can't put that much stock in that one.
Okay.
But like the Instagram one, I know for
sure. Yeah, it's just
and
a little bubble
be
in
fair,
time. Yeah.
I don't think someone like looking at your stories or not is that deep. Like, sometimes it'll literally just be like who pops up first. So
yeah,
I'm
true.
Kind of giving him grace on that
it's more the timing
it's
of like 36
hours. It's just that he could have texted, and he even said
seconds.
That he was like, I could have said something.
And okay, but
kind of why I'm giving him a bit of credit, because I do think he did respond kind of decently once I said it.
Well, no one on the text on the YouTube thinks you're doing a good job with this.
Well, that's fair.
Let me defend him for a second too, which I'm not on his side, by the way. I think this guy sucks. But let me say this.
If you say a guy sucks, that's dude.
I know it's bad.
I need to like,
it's bad. I don't think it's bad. I just think it's more of like, this is not, he's not ready for this. He's not ready for this.
Yeah.
But I will say this is sometimes, like, dating is hard. And this is what I'm starting to realize too, as I'm like taking it more seriously, is you've got two people that are coming together and sometimes they truly just don't know better. They don't, like, sometimes there is a learning curve of like relationships they've been used to in the past. Maybe he had dated somebody in the past that didn't honestly care if he disappeared for 36 hours. Maybe there's some, and I mean, that sounds crazy, but like, maybe that's what he is used to. Like, you know, I've dated people that I didn't realize certain behavior was like not okay with them, and vice versa. Like, I've dated people that they were just like, wait, that bothers you? Like, I don't think 36 hours is a long time.
It's common courtesy. I let you inside of me and you don't have two fucking seconds to respond after I sat there and heard your fucking sob story too and gave you all the attention that you, I'm sure he fucking loved Charlotte from you. No.
I'm just at the point where I'm like, I'm collecting data now.
That's it.
If that makes sense.
The first 90 days, and this is a new rule of mine, the first 90 days is always just collecting data. You're just collecting data on somebody. I would always, this is a great piece of advice, never get too excited about anybody for the first 90 days. You're just taking in data.
I don't agree with
behave.
That.
That's hard though, because
well,
I'm like,
you are,
this is the first time
different.
I've been like,
I told him I loved him.
I know. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I was like, I love you.
We're running too low on time to
I'm sorry,
to get into.
Guys.
No, that was but I don't, by the way, I don't think your crash out was I think your reaction was too big for the thing, but
I don't think your
crash out was unnecessary. A guy goes 36 hours.
No, I love Charlotte that you did that because there's so many girls that would not have said anything.
No, I'm always gonna say it.
And I love that about you. Yeah. I will say, like, you don't give a fuck. Like, if someone hurts your feelings, you are going to tell them exactly how you feel. And so many people don't do that. They like skip around it because they're afraid of what they're gonna think. And I respect that about you.
Yeah,
because
at that point I'm thinking I'm never gonna talk to this guy again. So it's like, why wouldn't I at least leave things a little bit better for the next girl?
Because the way I see it is, you don't know that was why he did it. You don't know, because all of a sudden you're
he can disregard it.
It's like because I'm fat, you don't want to talk to me. It's like, what? No, that didn't have to do with
no,
it.
No, but that's
like,
not what she said, though. She she wasn't telling him that's why you did it. She was telling him, I shared so much of that with you, and the fact that you did that essentially makes her feel like, oh, so were you not fucking listening to what I was saying?
I'm going to tell you how I would read that if I was a guy on the other side of that, is I would say, hey, like,
But he didn't read it that way, to be fair. He understood what I was saying.
Yeah, she wasn't being like, you did that on purpose. She was like, after I shared this with you, and then for that to be your reaction.
It felt like some of the things you had said weren't very honest. And I think what I said was fair. Okay. I don't.
All right. Anyway, we're out of time for today. I saw this. Did you guys see this message on the line?
Which one?
On the comment. So.
What message? Oh.
It says, greetings from Greece. Have no idea who you guys are. But I have a story happy to share. Me and US girl from Cali had a fling. We chatted for a month and a half. Wait, it went away. And she ended it. Can you help me win her back?
What happened?
I don't know if you're still on here or not. Are you still on here or not?
Is there a way for you to message us?
I don't know.
The love virus.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know if that's like just like a spam or not. But I think it's kind of a weird thing to just randomly hop in and spam somebody with. If that's you, will you DM us on Instagram? Because we're the same name, Kramer and Jess. Because that would be an interesting story just to get on the podcast, I think, in general.
Yeah.
And we'll try our best.
Yeah, because like, where was the fling? Was it like in Cali, or was she like, did it happen when she was in Greece?
That's right. So romantic.
Yeah.
Why did she disappear? Did you do something? Because, you know, we'll pull it all out on the podcast.
I can help you write a really good crash out text if you
want. Right. Listen.
They're here.
Wait, you are here. Okay. We want to find out more about this. We want to find out more about the story, and we can do what we can try our absolute best to reunite you guys.
Or at least DM us on Instagram.
It's like Mama Mia.
Yeah, at least find out what happened and get to the bottom of that, because I would be very interested. Ghosting is the worst. This is what Charlotte and I've talked about this too. Like, I think ghosting is just unfair. You know, it's an unfair thing to do as an adult. There at least needs to be. I don't think you have to go back and forth, but at least an explanation of like what happened. So
yeah, or just be like, hey, not feeling it.
Yeah,
it's so. Easy.
Just let them know. So will you DM us on Instagram and let us know? We're the same name, at Kramer and Jess. Kramer and Jess, same as YouTube. All right. That's all the time we have for today, guys. Thank you so much for being a part of this show. Charlotte, thanks for the crash out. Always entertaining. That's not the right bed. We will be back next week. And I don't think we're going to be here. No, we're not going to be here the last week of the month. I got to fly out to Atlanta that day. But other than that, we should be back on. And then we'll be back on normal schedule after that. All right. Jess, where we find you?
Jess Do It, JESSDUITT on IG.
Charlotte.
PTSD Diva on the internet.
I'm that guy Kramer. I have a podcast called Certified Mama's Boy. Y'all, sorry we didn't get you everybody's comments word for word, but Charlotte has read them. And if not, we'll make sure she reads
Kramer
them
afterwards. Is a former F-boy. Listen to him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, people usually just don't do things once is the problem. That's the problem. So, all right. We'll get the update too. Because, you know, Charlotte's not going to stop. And that's okay too. So we want to know if this happens again. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.